The advancement and availability of regenerative medicine therapies really depends on a robust workforce.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Regenerative medicine is an emerging field of healthcare that has the potential to cure previously untreatable diseases, repair or replace human cells, tissues, and organs, and save lives. While the promise is vast, the workforce needed at all levels of this field of medicine is missing. We'll find out more from GAO's Leslie Gordon, an expert on healthcare policy. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, Leslie, what is regenerative medicine, and what does it have the potential to do that current treatments don't?
Regenerative medicine refers to the use of cells, genes, and tissue-based therapies that are introduced to repair damage and restore function. Some of the more common types of regenerative medicine therapies include stem cell bone marrow transplants. There are also genetically modified cells that can be reintroduced to the body to treat certain kinds of blood cancers like lymphoma. It's different from current treatments in that it introduces new healthy cells and tissues that can restore function.
Our report looked at the workforce needed to move the field of regenerative medicine forward. What did we find out about the types of jobs that need workers?
So the workforce involved in these therapeutic interventions is wide-ranging and interdisciplinary. In our work, we categorized four different areas of therapy development: research and development, biomanufacturing, clinical care, and managing regulatory aspects. So this runs the gamut of research scientists, biochemical and other engineers, data scientists, and then you have your clinical staff. You've got specialty physicians, you've got nurses, phlebotomists, then you have laboratory processing staff, clinical pharmacologists, and the folks who manage the regulatory aspects, so quality assurance specialists and regulatory affairs consultants.
So, Leslie, among these occupations, where was the need for more workers the greatest?
So the advancement and availability of regenerative medicine therapies really depends on a robust workforce, as you can imagine. And there are no comprehensive data on the workforce because it is interdisciplinary. It's hard to track all the occupations involved. And you'd need advanced degrees, you'd need specialized training, and you'd need experience. We talked to stakeholders to learn more. They told us they specifically needed technicians with specialized skills and experience to conduct the lab research activities. They said there was a shortage of folks to manage quality control and quality assurance activities. And they said there was a shortage of data scientists to help with all the data management involved.
Leslie just told us that regenerative medicine has the vast potential to treat or cure previously untreatable and incurable illnesses. But its advancement depends on having a robust workforce that it currently lacks. So, Leslie, you said we met with stakeholders to get their views on this issue. What did they say needs to happen to help address workforce shortages?
So, stakeholders told us there was no nationally recognized curricula for the scientists, clinicians, or professionals. And many stakeholders suggested establishing additional technical and educational opportunities, mostly at the vocational or community college level, those folks with two-year degrees who could really dive in and do the technical work in a laboratory.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
The current and educational paths for regenerative medicine workforce are insufficient at this time to meet the needs of the workforce as it exists and the future needs that hold the promise of the therapies.
That was Leslie Gordon talking about our new report on the regenerative medicine workforce. Thanks for your time, Leslie.
My pleasure, Holly.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.